Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's something very weird going on. I want to break down the missing list, the missing footage, but also the fact that Donald Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, did something very, very unusual yesterday during her presser, and it's now going viral. Now, Caroline Leavitt had the impossible task of going out and defending the Trump administration after they brazenly flip-flopped their position on the Epstein files. A few months ago, Pam Bondi said, "I have the list on my desk right here." And then after Elon Musk says Trump is on that list, all of a sudden the list is gone. So Caroline Leavitt, again, had a really unenviable task of having to go on and defend this all in front of cameras. And look at her. Look at her face. She looks like she's not prepared for this. We'll break that down, but let's just start from the beginning. After Pam Bondi came out and said the Epstein list is gone, there was never any list. It disappeared. We then learned that there was footage being released. But this footage, upon its release, was missing one key minute. I'm not making this up. The New York Times article reads, quote, "This video released by Ms. Bondi and Mr. Patel, however, appears to be missing a minute just before midnight. The digital clock on the screen jumps from 11:58:58 p.m. to 12 a.m. Officials did not immediately have an explanation for the apparent gap, but we have the footage right here. This is the footage that they released. And let me just point out the bottom left. You'll see the bottom left, the timestamp, 11:58:46 seconds. As it counts, 50, 51. Nothing is quite happening on screen, but you'll see a jump in just a few seconds. And that jump that you saw right there clearly signified a cut in the footage. So even when the Trump admin is trying to give the veil of transparency, they still can't be transparent. We deserve to know if the people who were sexually abusing hundreds of young girls are still walking around. I mean, they have to be, right? There is no way Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were doing this operation alone. There weren't hundreds of victims and zero clients. There had to have been clients. So the idea that there wasn't a list is absurd. Now, is there like a perfect notebook list of every name and date? I'm sure it's not that simple, but there has to be receipts somewhere. Here is, you know, Jesse Waters saying the same thing.
"Now, we knew Epstein didn't keep a list of people he was blackmailing in his diary, but there should be case files, mountains of them, mountains of paperwork going back decades. Where'd that go?"
That's actually exactly right. Where'd it go? There should be paperwork going back decades, even if it's not cleanly listed out. It doesn't matter how organized of a pedophile Epstein was. It matters that we hold the people accountable who were committing these crimes. Someone tweeted out, "Big reasons I voted for Trump. Cooperation with Elon, lower deficit, Epstein files." Oops. None of those things ended up panning out. Really quickly, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed and you drop a like. We are relentlessly punching back against MAGA, and I can't do it without you all. When I go on these debate shows or when we host our live streams, the community that we've built is always, always crucial. So thank you. This one says, someone asked Grok, which is Elon Musk's own AI. Someone said, "Hey, Grok, did Jeffrey Epstein have 14 different phone numbers for Donald Trump?" Grok says, "Yes. Jeffrey Epstein's address book, published in 2015, listed 14 phone numbers connected to Donald Trump, including those for his family, staff, and properties. This does not imply involvement in Epstein's business crimes." You can argue yes or no on that, but Grok says, yes, Jeffrey Epstein's address book had 14 different phone numbers connected to Donald Trump. Let me play you this clip of Caroline Leavitt, and I want you to tell me if you notice what she's doing differently in this clip.
"That's transparency."
"Oh, I'm sorry, sure. Caroline. Okay, so the FBI looks at the circumstances surrounding the death of Jeffrey Epstein. According to the report, this systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. So what happened to the Epstein client list that the Attorney General said she had on her desk?"
"Well, I think if you go back and look at what the Attorney General said in that interview, which was on your network on Fox News."
"I've got the quote.
Go ahead."
"John Roberts said, 'DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?' And she said, 'It's sitting on my desk right now to review.'"
Yes, she was saying the entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's what the Attorney General was referring to, and I'll let her speak for that. But again, when it comes to the FBI and the Department of Justice, they are more than committed to ensuring that bad people are put behind bars.
If they were committed to ensuring that bad people were put behind bars, Trump would have been put behind bars successfully years ago, especially after trying to overthrow the government. But I digress. What went viral about this clip is something you actually wouldn't expect. It's what Caroline Leavitt is wearing, or what she's not wearing in this case. Because someone posted, a Trump supporter posted, wait a minute, doesn't she always wear a cross? Always wear a cross. And then it started to go super viral. Interesting that Caroline Leavitt took off her cross today while talking about the Epstein files. Then someone went through and realized, wait a minute, she's had the cross on for every single press briefing against this one. Someone said, I noticed you removed your cross necklace. Was it burning your skin after covering for the Epstein clients? Another Trump supporter up here says, Pam Bondi looked the American people in the eye and said she had Jeffrey Epstein's list. Now she says there was never a list. Pam Bondi should be fired for lying to the American people repeatedly. Missing minute in Jeffrey Epstein video raises questions. And then when you click on the video, there's also a missing cross on Caroline Leavitt's neck. Okay, just to back up, I'm not someone that likes to delve into conspiracy theories. I'm actually quite anti-conspiracy theory. I'm one that's always trying to push back and make sure we're grounded in reality. I don't think there is a conspiracy theory to be drawn from the fact that Caroline Leavitt doesn't have a cross necklace. You have to admit, it's incredibly ironic that the Party of Christianity, which is what they call themselves, is filled to the brim with people who exhibit traits that are the antithesis of what Christianity is supposed to be. I mean, I always say, hey, Trump, which Bible verse says you should rip off thy neighbor, call nicknames on the enemy, rip off the poor, evict the weak out of your tenants. Oh, that Bible verse that says, grab women because they let you do it. None of these things are in the Bible. Donald Trump's entire persona is antithetical to the Bible, and I'm glad that Caroline Leavitt is deciding not to put the cross on while defending Epstein. Now, as far as this missing footage, do I think that this is a larger conspiracy? Somewhat. I'm not going to speculate on exactly what would be in that minute of footage, but I do think the Trump admin is covering something up. They're acting quite peculiar. And there are two different rational explanations for why the Trump admin isn't releasing the Epstein list. Number one would be that Trump's name is all over it and that Elon Musk was completely right. Or number two would be that Pam Bondi got a little bit overzealous and lied when there isn't quite the clean list that they claim there is. For example, Pam Bondi wants to stir up conspiracy theories. So she goes on TV and says, I have the list on my desk, when in reality, it's like a bunch of like disjointed papers that haven't really been sorted through in over a decade or whatever. And none of this is to defend them. Either way, that would be terrible. Either they're lying to the American people beforehand and saying they have a list that they don't, or they're lying to the American people about the president being a pedophile. I personally think Trump's name is on the list. I'm sure some sort of list exists, even if it's not a clean notebook, like organized list. But at the end of the day, something very weird is going on. And I think we can all agree that that is the case. You can't have Pam Bondi saying the list is on her desk. Then Elon Musk says Trump is in the list. Then the list is gone. I pointed this exact thing out in my Piers Morgan debate yesterday. If you've missed my Piers Morgan debate, I highly recommend you go check it out. It went viral on a few places on the internet, and it's on my channel. Just two or three videos ago. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.